He's not a lobbyist anymore, but Jack Abramoff is having a huge impact on Capitol Hill. Abramoff pleaded guilty to a number of charges this week, including conspiracy, fraud, and tax evasion, and he is cooperating with prosecutors in an investigation targeting as many as 20 members of Congress.
Coming up, we're going to hear from constituents of the only lawmaker Abramoff referred to in his guilty plea. But first, the consequences for former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. DeLay had to step aside as Majority Leader after he was indicted on money laundering charges in Texas. He's been hoping to get his leadership post back. But now a pair of Republican congressmen are circulating a petition to force new House leadership elections to permanently remove DeLay.
Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona is one of them. He says GOP members in the House need a new leader with a new vision.
We definitely need major reforms. It's not enough just to simply say, all right, let's, you know, coronate the current structure. That won't do it. What you need is leadership elections where individuals will come forward to the Republican conference and say, here's my agenda for the year, and this is what we'll enact as a majority. We desperately need a course correction here. It's not just new leadership, it's a course correction.
I'd like to get your sense of how drastic a course correction is needed and how dangerous a position Republicans are in right now. There's an editorial online in the National Review, which is a conservative publication, calling for Tom DeLay to step aside. And that editorial says this: Republicans underestimate the potential impact of the Abramoff scandal at their peril. Do you think that's true?
Completely. Very much so. If you look at just the culture of earmarking, which is basically designating pet projects for your home district. But we've taken that and we've quadrupled the number and dollar value of earmarks, where the last transportation bill we passed had 6,300. Jack Abramoff reportedly called the Appropriation Committee in the House an earmark favor factory. And I can tell you, nobody that is involved with the process can argue with that description.
What would you do about those earmarks?
Well, the best thing to do is, and we had legislation, I've had it for years, and I think it'll be considered now, is simply to say that any earmark has to be open for debate on the House floor.
What about lobbying reform? You know well the Democrats are going to be seizing on this issue, calling the Republicans the party of corruption. They already have. Do you see that this is actually triggering any great swell of support among Republicans in Congress for lobbying reform?
There is some lobbying reform that has to take place, but I have to say that if we think we can solve the problem with lobbying reform, then we're simply passing the buck. We need to put our own house in order before we blame somebody else. And frankly, just to do lobby reform is to imply that they are the problem. And that's not the case. That's a cop-out.
When you talk about putting your own house in order, you know, admitting responsibility in an election year can be a tricky thing. This is 2006, midterm elections coming up, and how do you expect your party to be able to run on this issue?
Well, I just think, what's the alternative? Pretending that there's no problem out there? I think that we'll be laughed out. Everyone knows that there are problems, deep problems, in Washington. When you have, the Jack Abramoff scandal, the Duke Cunningham bribery case, it's just too much to ignore. So anybody who says that we can move forward without a course correction, I think won't be taken seriously.
Congressman Flake, I've heard you referred to as a young Turk among Republicans in Congress. We all know there are very powerful entrenched interests on the Hill. Is anybody listening to you, or are you a lone voice in the wilderness that in a couple of months no one will be paying any attention to?
No, I think we've crossed the Rubicon here. Somebody's going to have to listen to some alternative voices. I'm not alone here. Sometimes it gets lonely voting, just a few other people. But I have a feeling that things are changing now.
Congressman Flake, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Republican Congressman Jeff Flake speaking with us from his home in Mesa, Arizona.